pregnant. We'll get into the crazy avocado theory behind the rumors.
And Sherry, baby, Miss Aisha Curry, honey, let it be known, honey, that she's the only person that would be saying voulez-vous c'est accessoire to her husband, honey, Miss Aisha Curry. And we'll get into that later.
Plus, the Deli Bus Affair with a little pocket change, and our friend entertainment host Tanner Thomason is back in the studio.
Thank you so much, Chewy. Happy to be here, guys. Happy to be here. Big shout out to the Atlanta crew because the University of Georgia Bulldogs, go Dogs, took home the national championship last night after a crazy game against Alabama. The Roll Tide. So I know it's an exciting day for you guys there in the ATL.
Oh, man, listen, the streets is lit. Everybody's energy's on a high, so here we go. And even celebrities like Georgia's own Quavo and the Sixth God, Drake, cashed in on the historical win. Well, Drake actually not so much, okay? So before the game popped off, both MCs hopped on the gram, firing shots at each other, making it clear that after their team wins, you better run that money, okay? Wow. It happens a lot, but Drake lost, and he went with the Crimson Roll Tide, but now Quavo can't get in touch with the certified lover boy. Pay up, so he took the IG and put him on blast. Check it out.
He answered the phone. I need my chips with dip, baby.
Ooh, that's he want his chips with the dip.
Wow. Yep.
So then Quavo took it a step further and commented on the Shade Room page and said, he's going to pay, though. He's not YK Osiris. So basically making fun of YK Osiris, you know, not having money like him and Drake. Because, like, you know, YK Osiris be having to dance off his, like, debts and stuff. And things.
Yo, well, but why would he bring, like, YK into this, y'all? He's probably somewhere punching there.
Drake's got money. He's going to pay up.
First of all, YK was minding his own business looking at Drake's toilet.
Yeah. Chilling.
You remember the bit where he was like, he couldn't get enough of Drake's automated toilet?
Yeah.
That's all he was doing. It was minding his own business.
Poor kid.
Now he's saying he broke.
He needs to stop gambling.
Yes, he does.
There's that.
I hope they donated to a charity.
Gary, you are so Hollywood. Oh, I hope you donated to a charity. Charity starts at home, dear. So.
You got me on that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, now y'all gonna learn to keep Aisha and Steph Curry's name out of your mouth, okay? Mm-hmm. Because rumors have surfaced about the power couple possibly enjoying a little menage a trois action in the bedroom after a social media account spilled some cold tea on a celebrity couple who might not be as faithful in love as they are online. Now, Aisha proudly posted her pics of her hubby's GQ cover spread online, and a troll decided to comment on the post and said,
"But yeah, you still want an open relationship. If I were him, I would have been sent you to the streets already."
And
make no error, niece, in the words of Gary, Miss Aisha clapped back and said, "Don't believe everything you read. Do you know how ridiculous that is? Don't disrespect my marriage like that, please, and thank you."
Wow.
You know what's so hard about this, Brad, is I am choosing to believe Aisha, but there's so many stories of couples who do, who have been in the menage a trois, so you don't know what's real and what's not.
But also, first off, it's like, if somebody else's relationship, whatever works for them, works for them. Like, I don't have any judge on it. We already know Steph can swish a three, so... Gary!
You probably swish my balls everywhere else in there.
Gary, you got the tea. Is this true? Is this true? Are we worried about the curries?
But Gary. I kind of believe that, though, because just think about it now. Remember, we were talking about Will and Jada way back in the day, honey.
The
now all the tea is coming out. But Steph or Steven, whatever his name, he looks kind of boring. So he needs some extra strength in the bedroom. So
I think looks can be deceiving, Gary.
But the thing is, like, if it's rocking for them in their relationship, it's not their place to, like, out them. Even if they're doing it and they deny it publicly, at the end of the day, they're trying to protect their brand. They try to protect their image because, like, this doesn't look appetizing to everybody. But if they're happy, let them rock and be them,
you
troll.
Thank you. HK, I am a big believer in protecting your image because I buy all of Aisha's pots and pans.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Are they good?
They are amazing good.
Do they ever get
I bought three.
Three for one.
Give me one.
Does it come with a paddle?
Oh, my God.
All right, as promised by Big Willie, a.k.a. Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, is finally back. The long-anticipated reboot Bel-Air is making a lot of noise, and it looks a bit more dramatic than what we remember, y'all. The trailer dropped yesterday, and some fans are saying it's serving OC vibes, but let's check it out.
Damn! Jeffrey Thompson, house manager.
Will!
Oh, Viv!
10 years is a long time.
Let me show you around.
Where them dimes at?
Hillary. Let's go find you something fit for a prince.
What do you think?
Wow.
Not okay. Mad at
wow.
This.
Yeah. That's different. I'm not mad
yeah, it's
either.
Very different.
That's
it's very
not a
different.
Comedy.
Yeah, okay, so it looks like they switched it up, and it's real, y'all. Aunt Viv is played by Cassandra Freeman, and Hillary is played by Coco Jones.
Okay.
And they're all very beautiful people. Actually, yeah. The entire cast is very attractive.
Yo, it's a cast of smoke shows, man. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Are we here for the more serious Fresh Prince, y'all?
Absolutely. It's almost like,
know.
You know that one episode where they got arrested? Imagine if the whole
yes.
series had that
right.
tone. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, this is dope. But also, Headcrack, think about this. The reason that episode works so good, and it's like the time where Uncle Phil is like, you are my son. Like, the reason that stuff's worked so good is because it's rare amongst all of the silly comedy.
Yeah.
Like, if
right.
the whole thing was dramatic, that episode wouldn't have the same impact.
And no more dark-skinned, light-skinned Viv talk. It's like dark-skinned everybody.
Right. Right. Right.
Well, moving on. Allegedly, Nelly lost this duffel bag containing $300,000.
Oh!
Wow.
What's popping tonight?
Man, this went down at a bowling alley out here in ATL. But luckily for him, the bag was returned by a fan who left all his property in the bag. Now, you would think this would be like a good, you know, citizen move. Good for her, right?
Reward money.
Well, guess how much she allegedly got blessed for her good deed.
How much?
How much?
$100 is all she got, and
shut
this
up.
Led her friends
what?
To clowning her for the good deed since it yielded such a measly return. I mean, you thinking
wow.
like a bag to have that much, you at least caking wow. out $2,500, even $25,000.
For me, if I found a duffel bag with $300,000, I'd be like, Lord Jesus, thank you, my
thank
God.
You.
Thank
Jesus.
You for this
yeah,
blessing.
Yeah, there it
right.
is. Yeah.
That's what I would be thinking.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Would you donate that to charity, though?
Ooh.
Adopt a child named Charity and everything you do.
How the tables have turned.
Chewing
Sherry
with
Shepherd.
The dagger in the back.
Now, Nelly responded and said that this was all cap and he didn't lose the duffel bag. Y'all believe him?
No, I do believe him. I do believe. Come on now. Who's got 300 grand in the duffel bag at the bowling alley?
Brad, have you ever carried like big wads of money like that on you? Anywhere? Like even in the heyday when you were young and didn't know any better?
Not by myself. Not that much, no. Yeah.
But, Brett, you carry a lot of money.
I do not, Gary.
Damn.
I do not.
That's a business, Gary.
Yeah, like, no, I don't. She ain't got no money. I ain't got nothing. I was feeling real down. I'm poor. I was feeling mighty bad.
How do you like that?
Seriously.
Wow. Well, yeah. Star Jones is headed back to daytime TV.
Oh, really? Nice.
Okay, so... I know. Beginning in September, Star will serve as the new judge of divorce court.
Wow.
Wait, what?
And she is... Yes, she's going to serve as the new judge of divorce court. She is replacing Judge Faith. And here's the thing. I love Judge Faith. She's amazing. I love Star Jones.
Absolutely.
You know, she's a lawyer. She was a prosecutor.
Yes.
Prosecutor. And she's not afraid to say what she feels. Yes. So
yeah,
I think
you and I had the same thing on The View, too, almost, huh?
No, I was never like Star Jones. I could not fill those shoes at all.
And you know what? Speaking of shoes, Sherry, I used to love her when she had one of those Payless shoes she used to do at commercial.
Yeah, she did represent Payless.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
where
a quality brand, Gary.
Yes, it is. Bougie.
All right, y'all. Up next, hide your purses and your wallets because it might be a sign that you're pregnant, especially if you're hunting Kourtney Kardashian. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right. Do you guys love a good conspiracy theory?
Yes.
Love them.
Of
course.
Sit back because you're in for a treat. Now, blogger Jordan Woodruff, not related to Jordan Woods, has a theory that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are expecting a baby.
Nice. Ooh.
Not only that, Chewy, but that Kourtney is 16 weeks pregnant. Mm. Now, that is pretty specific, right?
Yeah,
all right, because I want y'all to stay here. Stay with me.
All right.
So Jordan pointed out that Kourtney dropped pictures of a blinged out avocado handbag. And Jordan reminded us that doctors say a baby at 16 weeks is the size of an avocado.
All right.
Oh. All right. All right. I'm not done yet. Kourtney also shared a picture with her hand on her belly. Mm. Nothing else but her hands on her belly.
Just like that?
Just like that, Tanner. Just like your belly. Mm. Way bigger than an avocado. Mm. It looks like a watermelon.
What does
your
this
belly.
Look like, Sherry?
Okay, your belly. Your belly just look yummy.
Oh, okay,
looks yummy. Now, y'all, what do you guys think? Is it too much of a stretch, or are you like me and you believe her?
I believe it. She's pregnant.
I believe
she's pregnant, y'all.
She's either pregnant, or is this like a weird crossover promotion with Chipotle, where they add more avocado, and this is how you look after.
If she's pregnant, pregnant, this would be really cute because I love her and Travis together, but were these two pictures taken around the same time? Or is this blogger person or whoever this psychic is or whoever she is just pulling things out of a hat? Because if you talk about any of the Kardashians, it's going to give you a little more notoriety than you had before. Oh, yeah.
Tristan told her if allegedly that she could get pregnant again, they would get, if, you know, she would just squash all what he did, all the cheating that he did, and he would get back with her. And I believe she's pregnant, and I also believe the avocado Tristan, thing.
That's the wrong car. That's the wrong Kardashian, wrong my brother.
Wrong Kardashian.
We're talking about
wrong,
Gary.
Wrong Kardashian,
oh,
Gary.
Oh my God.
But I wouldn't put it past Tristan to get Kourtney pregnant, too. Like, I mean,
that's a scandal right there.
That'd be some Kardashian moly right there.
Okay, all right. It's no secret that Mark Wahlberg loves working out. The man is jacked.
Yeah.
It looks like he changed up his routine, though, to include his 18-year-old daughter, Ella's boyfriend.
Okay.
Check this video
out.
All right, I used to work out to keep the boys away from my girls, and now I'm working out with the boyfriend. Imagine that. Self-made.
Marky Mark,
okay.
with the
and
girl's
with the boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Yes.
All right, all right. Chewy,
yes.
Head crack.
Right?
That's a real funky bunch. Would you be intimidated working out with your girlfriend's dad, especially if it's Mark Wahlberg?
Abso-freaking-lutely. The man wakes up at 2, 3 a.m. every single morning to wake, to get up and to work out. And the brother's been fit for like 40 years his entire damn life. Like, yes, I'm going to be intimidated. I'm going to be sitting in my water.
He's not looking at what he does. I'd be intimidated with him.
He's in reasonable shape minus the steroids and stuff. But, like, I wouldn't be intimidated working out with, like, you know, my girlfriend's dad, because, you know, guys are competitive, especially like when it comes to working out and doing feats of strength. We will do things that we are incapable of doing just to get in the car and die like John Henry, just to prove a point and prove that we can hang in there. Like, yeah, go for it.
I think Mark Wahlberg would be the kind of dad who's like, you know, if this young man asked, can I take your daughter out? Yeah. Mark's like, yeah, sure, but you got to be at the gym with me at 5 a.m. today.
Man.
Today.
This guy more so has the physique to work out with Mark Zuckerberg. More so than Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
You got a long way to go.
Okay. All right, y'all. Sleep is so precious. So why not invest in your rest? Today, we've got these luxurious satin sheets from Spirit Linen.
Each set includes one flat sheet, one fitted sheet, and two pillowcases, and you can choose king or queen size.
These silky soft sheets will keep your hair and skin smooth. Plus, because satin is non-absorbent, it can help your skin and hair maintain maximum moisture while you sleep.
And they're available in six colors: snow leopard, golden touch, gray, midnight black, and burgundy bliss. So, Brad, tell everybody how much.
These sheets have been seen as high as $99, y'all. But for our Dish Nation viewers, they're just $39.
Yes.
That's right. You know what to do. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, we're going thirst trapping with Britney Spears, Camila Cabello. Oh, and there's some guys there, too, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, my favorite segment, baby. It's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
First up, we have Champagne Poppy, a.k.a. Drake. He posted a series of photos, and one of them, he was standing in front of a mirror with his abs on display, again with the caption,
"Woo!
There's a point in the fake it till you make it theory where you actually gotta make it."
Ooh.
Okay, Champagne. All right, Poppy.
Okay,
all right.
Chewy, I love you, and I love your belly, Chewy, but I do like the second photo in the post better. Mm. Now, that money turned me on more than seeing Drake's abs.
Oh, okay.
Is he thirst trapping?
Yo, this is why I want to know, how much money's in that bag, but also there are Crocs in that photo. Is Drake rocking Crocs?
Yeah.
A lot of people are really loving those. Yeah.
You think that's Nelly's money?
I don't know.
It could be.
The bowling alley?
Quavo would say that's his money.
Bad part.
He got first dibs.
Bad part.
Okay, all right, moving along. Camila Cabello is giving Shawn Mendes a few reasons to miss her.
Mm.
She flaunted her beach body in a black bikini as she enjoyed a getaway in the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
But guys, look at this photo. Do you think she's thirst trapping? I'm going to tell you, I don't think she's thirst trapping. She just looks good in this bikini.
She's great.
That's a thirst trap, honey. I mean,
she's just in a swimming suit. If she's not trying to do nothing extra, Gary, she don't even got on no makeup.
When you thirst trap, look at her, honey. She got a hand in her head, in her hair. When a woman is planning her hair, honey, she's trying to give you sexy vibes.
She is on a yacht, and the wind is blowing, and she probably got it out of her face, Gary. You know how you do when you let your hair blow?
Yeah.
You can give a sexy vibe without thirst trapping.
She's not trying too hard. Like, she look fly just because she fly. Like, yo, she's serving it up. Light.
All right, y'all. Next is the couples edition. And we've got Britney Spears and her boo thang, Sam Asghari. They were feeling racy and decided to yet again show some skin on social media. Now, nice. They both took to IG to show us what they're working with. Britney posted a string of photos in just a red thong while standing in front of a mirror with the caption, "Booty time." Sam showed off his impeccable body, I must say, with the caption, "Magic Mike 3 ready?" Are they thirst trapping?
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sick of Britney with her pound of booty. She just needs to stop posing.
Pound of booty.
She got a
She looks great.
She looks good.
Yeah, let her be.
She looks good, but it's let just so be. OD at this point to where it's like, you know, it's what you thought you wanted, you know what I'm saying, until you started getting too much of it. But, like, I can't front. Like, a dude is in immaculate shape, and he could be in any superhero movie.
Let me tell you something. When you in bed with something like this, it don't feel that good. Yes, it's all does. Hard edges.
Oh. No, Gary.
No, it doesn't, Gary.
Hey, plus, skinny people are cranky. We all know that.
They are. He looks hungry.
Right. Yeah, I'm happy as hell.
Put your stomach out, Chewy. That gives me that's an orgasm.
Give me
that's
something.
That's an orgasm. Y'all see Chewy's stomach?
Rub
right
it. No matter what all that time. Oh, my God.
Chewy is the best snuggler on this show. Y'all yes. already know.
Chewy, a big grapefruit.
Don't sleep on the grapefruit, Gary.
Don't sleep on the grapefruit.
I'm telling you. Look, y'all.
I'll give you an avocado.
Up next, y'all, find out how this intruder took the Santa Claus route, and it didn't end so well. More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Now, Maryland burglar might have learned his lesson after almost becoming a roasted burglar. Now, Ibrahim Khan said he heard moaning and banging and someone saying the Hail Mary from the walls in the middle of the night. And after he realized it wasn't somebody listening to Tupac, he called the police. And they eventually found the burglar trapped in his chimney after about 90 minutes of tearing the wall apart. And get this, they even had the fireplace going a few hours earlier, yo.
You do not want some more of that, you know what I'm saying?
Who's trying to get out? I would have left his ass there.
Me
you
too.
Say Hail Mary
Me
in the
too,
two fireplace. Let Mary get you out.
Boom.
You get, in the same way you get out the same way you got in, then.
Crunchy burglar.
Get out the same way you got in.
Extra crispy.
Hey, he's taking
but he would have been beneficial for me in that with the moaning. It would have just did something to me while I'm just sitting at home.
You would have used it as ambient noise?
Yes, I'd have loved it.
Just flipped the whole loud thing over.
Yeah, that's how Gary knows he was a good boy, is if a man falls down his chimney.
I mean, if I would have heard all that noise and came downstairs, I probably would have thought Jeffrey was watching some porn.
No.
And this would have been bad because I would have made Jeffrey turn off the TV and go upstairs. So his ass still would have been stuck.
If you catch him, you got to leave him be for a few minutes.
The boy finish.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.